One Pixel Jump for July 14th. I think the best part of the show is in the third episode when the main character is looking for a job to support his computer, and he sees the computer lady who's at the who's the waitress, or like she is the cash register woman in the restaurant. And in that moment, I was briefly reminded of Bubblegum Crisis. Because in the episode of Bubblegum Crisis 2040, Lena and her, I think, unnamed coworker are getting lunch from someplace. The person running the cash register is a boomer. And I think that this show would be infinitely better if every now and then one of the computer people just went nuts and turned into a monster, and then Pris had to show up and knuckle bomber it. We're not talking about Bubblegum Crisis 2040, and that makes me profoundly sad, because what we're actually talking about is Chobits.
Well, you know, we had a choice to make. Do we want something to riff on or something to rave about?
Yeah, I wanted to do Chobits. I wanted to do Chobits because we need to get the Moe Moe stuff out of... Okay, we need to get the Moe Moe stuff out of my system, because I've wanted... Ever since I came up with the idea of doing a podcast, I've wanted to, like, take this sort of show and riff on it, and now we don't have to anymore, because now we're going to right now and get it over with.
And, you know, he's got a... riff on Clamp, destroying every preteen girl's dreams.
I don't hate...
being absolutely sappy.
I don't hate Clamp for... Okay, that's a lie. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that Clamp has ever done that was good. I mean, I think X was passable, but beyond that, everything they've ever made was pretty shitty.
It has a lot of Moe Moe to it.
Well, too. I don't know. Granted, I've not seen a whole lot of Clamp. I can think of X. I saw X the movie, and I saw some of X the OVA, or OAV, or VAO, or whatever that is. And I've seen a little bit of Triple X Holic. I know that it's supposed to be pronounced Holic, but if you want me to read it like that, don't put X's in front of it. And that show was almost... That show could have almost been interesting, and then characters started getting introduced.
Yeah. Well, from my side of things, I've read Wish. It's kind of a more obscure one. This angel shows up. This completely helpless angel. Oh, dear, I've never heard of that before. A helpless Moe Moe creature in a Clamp creation? God forbid.
The only other thing that I know of that they've done was... Wait. Wish.
What about Codcaptor Sakura?
That was Clamp?
Yeah.
I don't know. That one wasn't really abhorrent. It was just sort of lame. Most of the stuff that Clamp does is really kind of lame. And to be fair, Chobits really isn't abhorrent. It is just kind of lame. And that scares me, because Chobits definitely is abhorrent, but by standards of anime that is abhorrent, this is sort of just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's taking this completely living under a rock guy and making his creepiness look a little more okay than it should.
That was the thing that got me. When we were going into this show, I was... convinced that the focus of my argument that this show is garbage was going to be that this is about men physically owning women. And in truth, that is still completely awful. But on top of that, they have it so that this main character guy is the stereotypical otaku. He... is completely isolated, he doesn't really know a whole lot about the world around him, and he's apparently never met a girl because the very concept of breast stuns him and completely erases the background.
That and his best friend appears to be a cow.
Yes.
Maybe that's why he goes after robot girls with cow ears.
But that's the thing that gets me. Why is he so afraid of boobs then? He has to touch them all the time.
He keeps bragging about going to these porn sites using his new robot buddy.
That's the thing. It isn't even, hey, dude, I go to porn sites. Aren't I so cool? It's just like being able to go to porn sites is this unreachable dream of his.
You know what else is an unreachable dream? At least for normal, decent human beings?
What?
Ouch magazine.
Oh my god, that... I said before that the one thing that would have been interesting in this show is if the Persocons went crazy every now and then, like boomers do, and then Pris showed up to fight them. But to be fair, there is one other funny thing in this show. The main character, when he first gets the broken robot computer girl, when he's trying to hide her from his neighbor, he accidentally topples over a box of, I guess, his porn magazines, and one of them falls in front of the little robot girl, so she starts reading it, and it says, ouch, in giant letters.
This is a porn magazine!
I don't even understand. Maybe he's a sadist. Maybe that's his thing?
I mean, maybe these Persicon things feel pain. These are robots that are designed to look like pretty women. And their on buttons are between their legs. So maybe he just got confused.
As a great man on the internet once said, the on button is in her vagina. You can't recover from that. Even
to be fair, most girls' on buttons are near there.
That's retarded. I mean, I know what you mean, but this still isn't okay.
It's still a robot. A robot girl slave.
That's not even the problem, though. The thing is that they try to bounce around back and forth between saying, these are inanimate object robots, so creepy sexual stuff is okay, because it's not a real person, and the owning of them is a totally normal thing that everyone does, that I don't understand, because the main character and his super best friend neighbor, who has the miniature one, keep having conversations about how they're super expensive and super difficult to maintain. And yet everybody seems to be able to very easily have one, including the grade school kid who has like five, all of which are dressed in maid fetish outfits.
There's nothing to say to that.
Yeah, there really isn't. The only thing to say about that character is that he is the only character in the show who is uglier than the main character. When I first saw him, the only thing I could think of to describe him is inverse hydrocephalic. Because it looks like his head has been squashed flat. He has a head that is shaped like a pumpkin.
Most of these people look like they have faces like electrical sockets. They put Haruhi to shame. They make Haruhi look proportional.
I wouldn't necessarily go that far. But everyone in this... not even everyone, it's just women. You know how on the internet they describe Down syndrome faces? You have the eyes really spread apart and a perpetual goofy grin on your face. That's what that is. That's what everyone in this show looks like. Except for the
men. That's not even what people with real Down syndrome look like.
It's just really unsettling looking. Mostly because it enforces this idea that all of the women in the show are dumb.
Well, I mean, considering that they put up with this weird, shameless Ataka guy who makes a first impression on his landlady by saying, I'm gonna go browse porn!
Yeah, and that she's totally accepting of, because Chobits is a hentai game in the making. If it's not a hentai game, it is a quote-unquote visual novel, which is just a hentai game without all of the titties. And the landlady, every character can be broken down into one of those stereotypes. There's the landlady, who apparently in Japan, living in an apartment is the best thing in the world if you happen to get a female landlord, because she will give you free clothing and cook you dinner whenever, like, she just feels like it. And she will completely act like your mom, except that she's not your mom, she's not related to you, but she's kind of motherly, so it's still okay if you have sex with her. That's one. Then there's the cute, so to speak, retarded girl who accidentally lives with you. There's the idiot hyperactive girl with the enormous tits. And there's the somewhat authoritative teacher lady, even though she's not really that authoritative, and any attempts to be, I guess, in charge just come off as cute. And I'm almost certain, I'm not going to watch any of the rest of the show, but I am certain that at one point she's going to get, like, bullied by someone and the main character will have to come and save her. Because God forbid that a female character be able to stand up for herself.
Yeah, I never thought I would say this about any anime ever, but the series needs more tsundere, because tsundere would not put up with this crap.
Yes, she would. Tsunderes are, like, all bark and no real bite, and that's almost kind of more annoying, because tsundere characters are written by anime writers who don't know how to write an actually strong female character, but at least it would be a step in the right direction, maybe.
At least there would be someone putting a fist in the face of this weirdo. What Clamp is doing here is basically making this really creepy guy look okay.
Yeah, they do sort of make him look normal. I'm not going to say he's meant to look heroic, but he is sort of made to look like not a creepy weirdo. It's almost like, since he's the main character, you're naturally supposed to sympathize with him, but why would you sympathize with this guy?
Exactly. It's like, well, of course he wants to go to all the porn sites. Of course he doesn't know any women in real life. Of course he grew up on a farm in Hokkaido.
I can't get over that. I cannot get over the fact that he, whenever he's, like, thinking about computers, he's always like, I need to browse porn. That's all he thinks about. Not like, I like to surf the internet and, like, read some news. Nope, I just need to masturbate a lot. I grew up on a farm. What do you think I did out there all day?
Well, there's a reason that cow was his best friend.
Because of the constant masturbation?
Something like that.
We discussed this in the last podcast, and clearly this main character is not British.
They've conveniently faded out on that part.
I guess. It's just like, even though the show is just dumb, well, I mean, that's really it. The show isn't really, like, bad dumb. It's just dumb. It's not funny. It's just kind of sad.
Just kind of pointless.
The thing that really gets me about the main character, who is clearly supposed to be a love interest, the computer chick, she has to be a love interest, obviously. But I don't understand what it is about people who like anime who latch onto characters who are mentally deficient.
I mean, this girl only says, like, three words, and she thinks everything is described with the same one word. That's not cute. Moe Moe, to that extent, is not cute. It's creepy.
Moe Moe, to every extent, is really creepy. This is just... The thing that gets me about this show is that why not just make pornography? Why not just make a hentai and get it over with? At least if it was porn... I mean, it still wouldn't be good. It would still be really disturbing, but at least it would be honest.
Well, the thing about this fan base is that they're not being honest with their distinctly repressed sexuality.
Yeah, that's the thing that gets me the most about this, though. And I keep saying that phrase, but I mean it every single time that I say it, regardless of how many times I do, is that this is a show that objectifies women to an incredibly high degree and basically tries to excuse the otaku persona of sort of thinking of women as objects and thinking of objects as being an acceptable replacement for actual human contact. But the biggest fans of it are girls. Like, what girl watched this and thought this was an actual romantic storyline?
A preteen. Duh.
I guess.
I mean, it's the same reason why girls are suckers for things like The Notebook. And what chick flicks are out there these days that are also tear jerkers?
I remember. When did The Notebook come out? I guess it was, like, when I was 13 or 14. And
I don't remember. I was too busy crying.
Meredith made me go to that movie with her, and I remember after we saw it, I was reading. My dad used to keep a pop culture pamphlet newspaper around, and I was reading through their reviews, and The Notebook got the same score as Yu-Gi-Oh! The movie. I'd never let her live that down.
Well, did it get a good score?
No. It got a star. Maybe half a star.
Take that!
That's the thing that gets... That's really unfortunate, too, because The Last Airbender by M. Night Shyamalan came out to a bit of a really terrible score. Just a little terrible. Just a 6% on Metacritic.
Oh!
I really wanted to have some friends who were really looking forward to that movie and just be able to rub that in their face. But everybody I know, like Alan, was...
Who's everybody you know?
Well, Alan was like, I expected him to maybe look forward to that movie, but no, he knew it was going to be crap. And I'm like, no, now I can't rub this in anyone's face.
You aren't looking hard enough.
I'm sure there's somebody out there who thought that movie was going to be good, because there are probably some people out there who really like M. Night Shyamalan's work. And like, The Happening, it's so smart.
Just kidding, I was a mask.
Just kidding, I was M. Night Shyamalan all along. But it's just, what can you really say about Chobits? It objectifies women and makes nerdy dudes look like they're the cream of the crop.
They make him look so normal. I don't get why the audience fan base would take that for granted. Do people who watch this genre of anime just never have real life?
Apparently not, because the main character is clearly meant to be this, maybe, like, fan insert. The character that the fans are meant to project themselves onto, he is this ultimate version of a nerdy, self-absorbed. We keep saying this, but he really is. There's nothing else to say about this main character.
He's that flat of character.
His only personality trait is otaku. That's just,
and drooling.
The only thing that is missing from his character to be an otaku is that his room is not filled with anime dolls that he looks at sexually.
Although, oh, wait a minute!
Well, okay. Within reason, this is weird to say, but it's normal for him to have this Persacom that, because it's a computer. This is just what computers are in 20XX.
And yet he's so ashamed of it.
Well, it's because he should be ashamed of it. It may be normal to have computers like this, but I don't want to get to a point in the future where computers are underage teenage girls.
But the thing is that it's still normal in that universe, and he's still strangely ashamed to have a computer.
Maybe that's the one thing about his character that's redeemable, is that he realizes that his computer looks like a naked underage girl, and he feels weird about that. Because you should feel weird about that.
Would you feel weird if I dressed up my laptop in lingerie?
Well, no, because your laptop would still look like a computer, with a monitor and a keyboard. If your computer looked like a naked, underage girl and you dress it up as lingerie, I might have to wonder if you're a snatcher.
Junker! Roar.
That wound. Blam, blam, blam.
That's how Chobits should have ended.
With Gilly and Seed busting the door down and just shooting it in the face.
All the Persacom are just really poorly made snatchers.
There's
poorly disguised snatchers.
Oh, that just goes back to my idea that I wish sometimes these Persacoms were actually boomers, and they go crazy and turn into monsters, and then Pris just shows up and punches them.
Yeah, we can't all live in a perfect world of conveniently empty buildings.
And Bubblegum Crisis?
Yes.
Why isn't this show Bubblegum Crisis? That's what I want to know.
Because you changed the channel, so you could riff on things.
Who would watch this show and be like, yay, this is so romantic. He's fallen in love with his computer. One thing that's really weird about the computer thing is that it's meant to be a person that you interact with, but it's also a computer. But in order to interact with the functions of it as a computer, you still just have to plug it into a television or anything with a monitor. And I'm like, why don't you just have a laptop or a desktop and go out and meet a real person?
Oh, it's a laptop, all right.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
Yep, I've ruined laptops for you now.
Oh, I'm going to turn you on the only way I know how. I feel dirty for having said that sentence.
You should feel dirty for having seen Clamp. So, getting back to the question of who would actually watch this thing, I think the same person who thinks the opening theme is really awesome music.
The opening theme? That was the Oh, the opening theme of the show is Jam Project, Hironobu Kageyama, you need to just hang up your reins, because this song is off the hook. Truly, there has been no greater musical feat in our time.
It's worse than the Battletoads pause music.
Well, everything pales in comparison to the Battletoads pause music. But the opening theme of this show is a 10-second music loop with a girl in the background going, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it summarizes the show. Chi, who's this main Persicom Chobit thing, just kind of stares blankly at him, and it's supposed to be romantic.
Apparently, the title comes from the idea that Chobits are computers that are magic. They're fucking magic.
Some magic that'll destroy your computer.
It's weird, because this show was written by people who have no clear understanding of how computers work. And I'm not a genius in the field of robotics or IT in any way, but one of the things that clues the main character and the supporting characters into that his robot is some sort of super robot. Well, I don't want to say super robot, because that would ruin actual super robots for me. That would be fantastic. That's the only way you can make this show good, is if you somehow cross it over with other shows that are already good.
And just take out the Chobits part.
Basically. You want to know how to make Chobits good? Take the DVD out, throw it out the window, and start watching Getter Robo. But the thing that clues the characters into that his robot is some sort of special robot is that every time they try to analyze her, I guess, hard disk by plugging their robot into his robot, is that when they do that, their robot crashes. Because apparently it can't handle the raw power that is her hard disk, which doesn't make any sense.
And somehow you could combine four of those and it would still not work. How do you even do that?
LAN party. It's a LAN party. It's also a really awesome metaphor for lesbian sex.
Yes. And you only get to see the after effects.
To be fair, if you had four of those robots in maid fetish outfits, wouldn't you hook them together and look up porn sites on all of them? Imagine the processing power. I'm getting like 500 megabyte download speed over here, guys.
But it's the future. That's terrible.
It has to be. Yeah, I would hope that it's the future. Maybe that's, what is that project? Like the dude who made a robot girl? The really unsettling robot chick?
Oh, there are plenty of those.
Yeah, but there's one that has, like, I'll look it up on the internet right now. Come to me, Google. My internet steed. Actually, I'm going to go to TV Tropes and look up sex robot, because that is a trope. The fact that Chobits is not listed here is disturbing. But the fact that Bubblegum Crisis is listed here makes me very happy.
Why?
Because Bubblegum Crisis should be listed everywhere. Everybody. Yeah, it's called Project Ico. And it's so, so creepy. Have you seen this thing?
No.
Look it up. Just go to projectico.com.
www.
It doesn't matter. You could just go to Project Ico. Firefox is smart enough to understand you. Because Firefox is secretly Skynet.
Durr. She kind of looks like one of those still frames from Chobits. Oh, right. Let's riff on the animation.
the quote-unquote animation.
Yes.
To clarify this, when I refer to animation, I always mean that the quality at which stuff moves, even though animation is used to refer to general drawing quality, the animation of Chobits is so good that you can't even look at it. Literally, because the production team apparently decided that anytime the main character has a strong enough emotion, the background would disappear into orange and white stripes. At one point, are concentric expanding circles to represent that the main character is thinking about boobs.
Do we want to know what shapes it would take on under other circumstances?
Concentric ovals?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what happens when he tries to push the on button for the first time. Mm. Who was on the production staff who was like, our robots are all going to look like little girls in some fashion. Where would the on button be? And there's one, like, really sweat. It's Salmonella from the first Ace Attorney games in the background. He just raises his hands and drools. I know where they can go.
I bet he helped beta test those.
Oh, you know he did. All night long. That's really bad for your computer, though, if you keep turning it on and off and then a salty liquid gets inside of it.
And you keep sweating onto it profusely.
We've long since lost track of the point that drove us here, but I remember I wanted to say that every person's computer that hooks into this girl, Chi, immediately crashes after like a few seconds of scanning her, and everyone's like, her hard drive must be too complex to understand. It crashes every normal Persicon. And I'm like, maybe she just has a really powerful virus. Maybe that's why the person who owned her threw her out, because they didn't get like AVG to hook into her hard drive and get rid of that shit.
Or maybe they just fell in love with her, and then they saw her not being in the kitchen like she was supposed to be, and they decided to toss her.
That's terrible.
That's the way that world works.
Obviously, it has to. I mean, if you're going to have a computer that looks like a woman so that you basically have a reason to own a woman, aren't you going to make her be in the kitchen until she gives you blowjobs?
Hey, I'm wondering where all these male Persicons are. I mean, there have to be women out there who'd be after them.
No. Maybe that's the reason. Maybe Persicons were built because every woman in Japan is a lesbian now.
Lesier?
I guess maybe that's the logical evolution of Japan, because all of Japan is this are these creepy weirdos who want to do nothing but look at porn sites. And then the men come home and the woman's like, I am a lesbian now because you are unsatisfying. And the man's like, no, where will my babies come from? And then she just leaves and he's like, well, I have no woman now. I will have to build woman.
Well, at least this would explain why the main character is so freaked out about the idea of girls.
Yeah, the main character, no person in the world could actually act like this and have ever met a girl in real life before. I've lost track of what we've already said, because Chobits is one of those shows that is an intellectual black hole, and if we're repeating ourselves, that's because this show is really unsubstantial. Once you've said the on button is in her vagina, podcast over. We don't have anything else to say about it. What else can I say but the on button's in her vagina? The moment that you realize that, if you're looking at a disc of Chobits and you realize that moment, you should just flush it down the toilet and then set your toilet on fire. And then the rest of your house by extension. Chobits is a show that is worth fire. And we haven't even talked about all of the really terrible women in this show. We talked about his landlady that is basically a mother replacement that it's okay for him to lust after. His creepy robot girl who it's okay for him to lust after, even though it's really not. And we talked about, did we talk about his teacher?
Just a little bit.
He's a college dropout failure guy, a Ronin, if you will.
Failure at life.
I guess. Which is not as cool. If we're going to watch a show about Ronins, we better be watching Lone Wolf and Cub. Because that's a show about Ronins. Ronin.
Not this wussy studying to actually get into college this time, show.
Well, I mean, I guess you could make that a setup for a show, but it's... And maybe make it interesting. I've never seen a show with that setup that was interesting before, though. But we didn't talk about the high school girl with the enormous tits.
I like trans, I like trans, I like trans.
Yeah, she's selfie with a massive rack. And the thing about it is that it's played for weird when the main character is staring at her boobs. And I guess that's reasonable, but you can't help it. When she's on the screen, they take up like 80% of the picture.
Oh, right, and then she goes on to blatantly talk about them. Yeah, which is something that would never happen in real life, let alone in Japan. People talk way too openly in this series, like, compared to how they would in real life.
Well, if anime has taught me anything, he was looking at her boobs, so the natural reaction for her would be to kick him in the groin until he flies to the moon, Team Rocket style. But
this isn't Resi 5.
What? Jill Valentine should have been in this show. She walks into Japan and sees all of these little girls. She is at the airport gate. She just turns around and gets back on the plane. That would have been awesome.
Yes.
Like I said, the only way to make Chobits good is to make it something else. But you specifically make it something else where all of the robot girls are getting beaten up and destroyed somehow. It's either got to be by Pris or by Gillian Seed from Snatcher. Or somehow,
by Robopocalypse.
Or RoboCop. RoboCop doesn't have anything to do with destroying little girl robots, but come on, it's RoboCop.
You are not friends with RoboCop.
Yes, I am. It says so on Facebook.
Let's talk briefly about the titles of these Chobits episodes.
There's only one that I actually remember. It's that the third episode is called Chi Memorizes, because apparently it is titled this solely because the main character teaches her his name, and then she runs around saying that everything is called his name. But the rest of the episode doesn't even focus on her. There's a brief interlude where she looks at a tea kettle whistling, and she's like, Master. Actually, she just says his name, because he hasn't taught her to call him Master yet. Because it will happen, and you know it will. Doesn't the guy with the mobile Persicom call him Master?
Yep, either that or you're just thinking of He Is My Master when she came up.
This show could compete with He Is My Master for abhorrence. It's not quite perfect enough. It's not quite perfectly misogynistic just yet, but it's pretty freaking close. At least the main character guy in this show feels bad about the fact that he's sexualizing his computer, though no one else seems to.
And then, you know, they seem to think he's weird. But, like, getting back to that title thing, so it's called Chi Memorizes, and she doesn't really learn all that much.
She's also not even really in the episode. She's in three scenes for 2 seconds each.
By the way, a lot of this stupid, awkward crap is only seeming to be brought up in the anime. From what I remember of reading the manga of Chobits, like, half the stuff that happens about him getting embarrassed doesn't actually happen.
I refuse to believe that. Even if you put the manga...
Filler.
Even if you put the manga page in front of me and it's not that awkward, you're never going to be able to convince me that this is not a show sexualizing robots.
Believe it. Filler.
I don't care. It doesn't matter, no matter how many Naruto references you make.
But Naruto references are cool, right?
No.
Date Bayou?
I remember a while back I had a goal, because I had started reading Naruto. I'm like, I must finish this. If I don't finish this, it will beat me. And then I realized, you know what? I really don't care. Even if Naruto has beaten me, even if it has somehow managed to outlast me, I'm not reading it anymore, and I will consider that a personal victory. And not watching Chobits anymore, I will consider a personal victory.
Do-do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. imagine us just doing that for the next 20 minutes. That's how long the opening theme itself feels. And that's before things start to get weird.
And this isn't just like the ending to a song like A Long December by Counting Crows, where they actually do that. No, that's the entire song.
And that's even kind of annoying in that song. I mean, there are lyrics to the opening theme of Chobits, but you're not going to remember them. You're going to remember the beginning part where they're going, yeah, over and over again.
Well, it's about as substantial as the plot. At least this is exactly what it says on the tin.
The plot of this show is, oh, I'm from the country. I don't know what a computer is. Computers are now underage naked girls. Oh, that's kind of weird. Oh my god, I found one in a dumpster that's naked. Why is she naked when he finds her in the dumpster? Don't those things come with clothes?
They come with zero suits, maybe, but maybe she lost it in a fight. Or maybe a ghost or a goblin got after her and then she lost her clothing. So then she has to fight naked.
This isn't Doom Megalopolis, sadly.
Or Ghosts and Goblins.
The only explanation I can think of is that her original owner's like, well, I don't need this anymore because it's got a terrible virus. Well, I might as well keep this outfit. Except I don't understand why, because wouldn't the original owner reasonably have also been a dude?
Well, women seem to randomly not have any of those. But if it was a guy, you know, maybe he could just crossplay.
Oh.
I mean, the rest of weirder talkingness is okay in this universe.
Yep, well, like we said, the entire point of this show is to make it okay for creepy otaku guys to be accepted when they decide to connect with their machinery rather than going out and connecting with an actual guy. This culminates, we only watched 3 episodes of this because if I had watched any more episodes, I'm pretty sure my balls would have ascended back up into my body. But at the end of this show, the whole crux of it is that she isn't a machine, she's a real person. I'm gonna make a wish on my fairy godmother and she's gonna become a real boy, I mean girl, because I'm not gay. But the thing about it is that, yeah, she isn't a real person. She's a robot. You have somehow been able to twist this morality around and make it an acceptable social life to treat a machine like a real person rather than going out and meeting a real girl. This is some sort of, like, apologist thing, where the creators were like, no, otakus, it's okay. You're allowed to have feelings about your machinery and have a life that is completely fulfilled by shutting yourselves in with a computer and going to porn sites, rather than going outside and meeting a real person and having an actual fulfilling relationship.
But more importantly, you've justified the expense of this fake lifestyle. I'm sure the kinds of people who would take your money for anime and manga and such would gladly appreciate that.
I'd like to think that the Persicom thing
spend all your money
that exists only in Japan, because I'd like to think that maybe someone from Japan came over to America and said, hey, we came up with a new computer. It looks like a girl. And somebody at, like, a technology trade show was like, arrest that man, please? He's clearly a pedophile of some sort. There's got to be some sexual crime that you can be accused of for having something like this. And he's like, no, as he gets hauled off to jail. And that's how Chobits ends. And then Pris comes to jail and punches the guy with an exploding punch.
And then Guile's theme plays.
Yes. There needs to be the guy who does Guile Theme Fits All, that YouTube channel. He needs to somehow put this over this show, over Chobits, but it's like a montage of the robot getting beaten up.
That would be awesome. Change the animation. Add to the animation budget.
Yes, finally.
Time to wrap this up?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and stop, because I don't think we can squeeze any more blood out of the stone. We're gonna... Chobits is just not abhorrent enough. It's definitely abhorrent, but it ultimately just is really lame.
Alright, so final question. Twilight or Chobits?
That's like asking me to choose between a bullet to the brain and a bullet to the heart.
All right.
I think I'd rather have, if I had to choose between one of those two things, I'd rather have Chobits, because I could put it on in Japanese and not read the subtitles, and then I've watched it, but I don't have to understand any of it. Alright. Let's burn the website down for the insurance money. What do we even say for the sync point? We've made the all of the times we've synced up the show, we've done it something specially relative to what was going on, but I don't think I want to do anything for this for Chobits. The only thing I can think of is for us to sing the opening theme. You want to do that?
No.
Oh, that would be, that's a much better, at the end of it, like, the guy's actually running away from her going, she goes, yeah, and he goes, no!
Shall we sing that on the count of three? No!
Ready? Yeah, that works for me. Okay, one.
One.
Two.
Two. Three.
Three. No!
No!
No! No! No! I think we're actually out of sync when we do that.
All right, then on the count of three, on button?
Yeah, on the count of three, the on button is in her vagina. One,
two, three. The on button is in her vagina.
Let's stop before I ever have to say that sentence again.
Excellent. Stopping now.